It's being called a HSUS power grab by the Ohio Farm Bureau as activists in the animal agriculture arena are trying to turn the passage of Issue 2 that established an Ohio Livestock Care Standards Board in that state back last November. Easy ballot victory there, but the animal agriculture activists, HSUS and others, Humane Society of the United States, are trying to turn that particular board around to their line of thinking even before the board has been actually put together. It seems that Jack Fisher, Executive Vice President of Ohio Farm Bureau, says that lobbyists from Washington, meaning the Humane Society of the U.S. primarily, have declared they know better than Ohio voters. According to Joe Corneli, who is with the Ohio Farm Bureau, Ohio Farm Bureau and other pro-ag agricultural groups expected this move shortly after Issue 2 was passed, as that, of course, particular measure formed the Ohio Livestock Care Standards Board.
The voters of Ohio, they were just calling the poll results on election night when Mr. Pacelli issued a video and said, you know what Ohio voters did isn't good enough. We think we have better ideas than the voters of Ohio, and so we're going to come to the state and dictate that our ideas become public policy. That is precisely what has happened here. The Humane Society of the United States, they're certainly no dummies. They didn't say, let's overturn the care board. They're positioning this to implement policies via the Livestock Care Standards Board. The problem is they're not leaving those decisions to the care board and the people of Ohio. They're telling the care board what HSUS wants done and wants to make their policies the law for the state of Ohio.
Corneli says they're making progress in actually getting the board up and running, but it's not ready yet.
The hope is that we'll have a care standards board up and running by this spring. The legislature is crafting enabling legislation, lots of discussions going on there. Once their work is completed, the governor will appoint the majority of the members of the Livestock Care Board. And then, once appointed, that board will convene and go about the job that Ohioans put them at, and that is to discuss farm animal care issues for the state of Ohio, to help us decide what should influence the way we care for farm animals, how those decisions will impact on people, and go about making Ohio a real leader in doing the kind of things that are good for animals while also being good for the citizens of Ohio.
He adds that the Humane Society of the U.S. and their companion groups are acting prematurely on the impact that the Livestock Care Standards Board will make.
It won't be up to us, you and me, who are agricultural advocates, to decide which standards are correct and which ones aren't. That'll be the job of the care board, and they will do that by viewing animal issues through the lens of veterinarians, farmers, a local humane representative, family farmers of all types. So that's the appropriate place to decide which standards are acceptable and which standards aren't. My concern is usurping that board's authority before it's even been appointed. How can you stipulate that the discussion that a board would have will result in this? They're providing answers before we even know what the questions are.
Joe Corneli says it's all about the Humane Society of the U.S. trying to tell Ohio voters, you didn't know what you really voted for last time. Here, let's clarify it for you. Let's tell the board what to think. Reporting on the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.